This morning, and possibly next Sunday, I want to bring a message called Take Your Medicine. Take Your Medicine. Incidentally, we have a very special guest coming on June 8th on Sunday morning. I don't know if you ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Keith Moore, but he'll be coming to minister to us on Sunday morning, June 8th. Amen. And then he'll be going down to Dufresne's ministry for the 9th and 10th. So we're blessed and we're honored to have him come. The ministry has been such a great blessing to us throughout the years. In the year of 2022, they sowed a significant seed to our ministry of $200,000, which really, really helped us and put us over the top. Amen. So we want to honor him. We want to honor their ministry, not only with our attendance, but we want to honor him with our attention and with our faith and with a very, very special gift as well. Look at your neighbor and say, take your medicine. Well, where do we get that from? Proverbs, the 4th chapter, verse 20. He said, my son, attend to my words. I want to emphasize that, my words. Because there are other words that we should not give attention to. It is not what man says. It is what God has said. So, my son, attend to my words. And then, incline thine ear to my sayings. Jesus said, take heed what you hear. And that would connect well with my words. Amen. Take heed what you hear. Because what you hear, if it doesn't line up with the word, should not be attended to. For with what measure you meet withal, it shall be measured to you. So he says now, incline your ear to my sayings. Verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Now your heart is your inner man. He's not talking about the blood pump there. He's talking about your spirit man. Because your heart is what you use to believe God with. And so he said, let them not depart from before thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Now read verse 22 with me if you would please. For they are life unto those that find them and health to some of their flesh. No, health to all their flesh. Now that word health in the Hebrew is M-A-R-P-E, probably pronounced marpe. And it means medicine. It means remedy. It means cure. It means health. And it means soundness. God's word is medicine. He did not say that my word is like medicine. He said, my word is medicine to all of our flesh. And when the word becomes medicine in your inner man, it will manifest in your flesh. There will be soundness. There will be restoration. There will be quickening. Because the word of God is alive and filled with power and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word is a living thing. It is a substance that will quicken all of your flesh. Amen. Now, God is not only interested in healing us if we're ill, right? But he's also interested in us, thank God, living in divine health. Amen. Now, don't get under condemnation if there's symptoms in your body. Because the Bible doesn't say without symptoms, it's impossible to please Him. It says without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Symptoms come and symptoms go, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And His word will keep you, if you will keep the word. So He's very interested in healing us if we're sick or if we're ill, but He's also interested in keeping us strong and keeping us healthy. Well, that didn't work. Now, the scripture we could look at is 3 John 2. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, well, that's us. He said, Beloved, I wish or I pray above all things that you may prosper. Now, notice this. And what? And be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Now, the Amplified version of this says it just a little bit differently. I like it. He said, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well. Woo. Even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. So God's word, His medicine, accommodates both. It heals us if we're sick. And if we ain't sick, it keeps us healthy. Amen. But it is our responsibility then to feed on the word and take God's medicine on a regular basis. This is God's prescription for health and divine healing. Amen. Hold your hand up or your device up or your Bible up and say, this is God's word. This is God's medicine. I'm going to take my medicine. Have you noticed that some medicines have some very, very serious side effects? I mean, you watch television and they have all these promises that will do this and do that, and then it takes 60 seconds to go through a butt. So there's no condemnation if you're taking medicine, but if you're taking natural medicine, don't set aside God's medicine. Put God's medicine first. And as you take natural medicine, if you're doing that, then take it by faith. And as you swallow it, or whatever the case may be, say this, in the name of Jesus, this medication shall not hurt me, it shall not harm me, it shall only do me good, because I mix faith with God's medicine. Amen. Amen. And so, there's a lot of side effects out there, but not this medicine. Not this medicine. There are no dangerous side effects. And you can take large dosages of this medicine. Now, how many of you know you got to be careful sometimes, even with vitamins and supplements? You can take too much of this kind of vitamin, or this too much of B vitamin, or whatever the case may be. So you need to watch that very carefully. Because you do not want to take too large of a dose of natural vitamins. But this word here, whoo, glory to God, you can feast on manna from heaven all day long. Hallelujah. The precious word of the living God. Amen. Now, I want you to pay attention now again. He said, for they are life to those that what? They are life to those that find them. Now that word find is a lot deeper than you just opening your Bible and finding a scripture on divine health or divine healing. And that's a good thing to do. And we encourage you to do that. But the word find them has a lot deeper meaning. The word find them means to discover with an intentional pursuit. Or we could say it this way, actively seek out his words with a faith focus and diligence. Amen. Do you see the difference? Amen. See, he will reward those who diligently seek him, not who occasionally find the word, but those who find the word and focus on the word and stay in the word. If you will stay in the word will heal you. If you will stay in the word will keep you healthy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now let's look at one other translation of Proverbs chapter 4. And I think we have it. It's in the Today's Living Bible. He says, listen, son of mine, to what I say. Listen carefully. Keep these thoughts ever in your mind. Let them penetrate. I like that. Let them bricasto vede bastia. Let them penetrate deeply within your heart. When there's penetration, there shall be manifestation. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. Let's read verse 22 together. Ready? Read. For they will mean real life for you and radiant health. Radiant health. Another way or definition of radiant is vibrant, well-being. Radiant. What is that? That means that your health shines outward because of what's happening inwardly. The radiant of God's word, the entrance of his word brings light. And if you will nurture it, and if you will let it penetrate in your inner man, it will show up in a vibrant way on the outside, and you will be radiant with health, radiant with supernatural strength. Amen. So raise a right hand toward heaven and say this with me. God's word, is working in me now. It's bringing me life. And radiant health. Just let that soak in. I speak life over you. I speak radiant health. Radiant health over you. Can I be 80 years old and have radiant health? Can you? Your answer should be, yes, I can. And yes, I will. Can I be 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, 20 years old, and have radiant health? Radiant health is no respecter of persons. Radiant health is a respecter of our faith in the power of God that is in the Word of God.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God. Say it again with me. God's word, is working in me now. Bringing me life, and radiant health. His word's working right now. His word is working in this auditorium. His word is working in every fiber of your being right now. His word is working in our hearts. His word is working in our livers. His word is working in our hips. His word is working in our knees. His word is working in our mind. His word is at work. So you do not always have to wait for someone to lay hands on you for you to receive your healing. Just as the word goes forth, you can receive life from it. Amen. Amen. That's why it's important to pay attention. You know, Charles Capps said many years ago, he said, you know, so many people are so poor they can't pay attention. Now notice Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 and verse 20. Here's what's happening right now. He sent his word. His word is being sent to us right now. It is being addressed to your inner man, to your spirit man. His word, he sent his word and healed Jimmy. Hallelujah. And healed Brian. And healed Susan. And healed Barbara. And healed Emmanuel. He sent his word. And he healed them. Now notice the next verse. And delivered them from their destructions. So I said all that to say this. Get in faith that his word is working in you right now. Years ago, David Ingalls sang a song, and I won't try to sing it because that's not one of my gifts. I can make a joyful noise, but I literally let Pastor Tom sing songs. Brother David wrote a wonderful, wonderful song, and it went like this. His word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see, his word is working mightily in me. Say that when you don't feel it. Say that when you don't see it. Say that when you see other reports and you hear other reports. Now thank God, his word, it's working mightily in me. Now a key then to his word working mightily in us, we've got to welcome it. Welcome the word. Welcome the word. Accommodate the word by having an open heart to his sayings. And to his words. Notice what 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 says. Notice this with me. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, for which cause also we thank God without what? I think we ought to thank him for about 5 seconds right now. Come on, guys. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Without ceasing. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Lord, we're healed. Thank you, Lord, that you are our healer. Thank you, Lord, that you are our deliverer. Ha, ha. Woo! Glory to God for this cause. Also, we thank God without ceasing. Why? Here's the reason why. Because when we received or welcomed the word of God, which you heard, you did not receive it as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God. Now notice the rest of this. Which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Say that with me. Which effectually works in me because I believe. Effectual. That word effectual in the Greek means energy. It comes from the Greek word energeo. It means divine, supernatural energy. The word of God energizes your inner man. Ooh, glory to God. It's energizing you right now. It's energizing me right now. And so, he says, effectually works in us. Interesting word. This word effectual is a verb, And it implies continuous action. It implies continuous action. In other words, it's not just a one-time burst. It's not like I went to church and it's a one and done. No, I went to church and I learned to take my medicine, and I'm going to take my medicine all week long, and my medicine's going to work effectually in me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. When I come to church, I'm going to shout and I'm going to dance. It's not a one and done. But here's what it is. It has a continual influence. Everyone say it's continual. It's continual. But it is also conditional. And the condition is this. It works effectually in those who believe. So faith then is the catalyst that activates God's power in His Word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Let me get down here where I can see if you're still awake. Oh, double shot of espresso. Row 10, seat 3. No, I'm just kidding. I could use a double shot of espresso about now. Sounds good. Now look again with me at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. We want to look at a few words today. We're not going to speak beyond 3 o'clock today, but close to. Proverbs 4, 20. My son, attend to my words. I think we've all already laid the foundation that means to pay close attention to focus, and to heed diligently. In other words, give your attention to the word. I thought about this as I was preparing this message. One way that we can give attention to the Word of God is to consider the Word. To consider the Word. And then I thought, you know who is a great example of a man of God who really is the father of faith who considered the Word? Abraham. Now, let's just unpack this just a little bit. Look at Romans chapter 4, verses 17 through 21. This is in context of taking your medicine. Yeah. Man, I can remember some medicine I had to take as a kid. Oh, my gosh. One was a bar of soap cleaning my mouth out. I don't know where they got that from. It might have been a Catholic thing. How many of you had your mouth washed out with soap before? All right. Okay. Monday night, we're going to have a mouth soap, mouth washing out anonymous, led by Mike Gutierrez. I mean, honestly, there's just some medicine. You know. My uncle Jim was an endocrinologist. He was a doctor, and he was studying at the University of Minnesota. And his wife was a registered nurse. And back in those days, how many of you remember polio shots? Amen. As kids, you know, we had to get polio shots. And so Aunt Mary would come to the house with a needle about this long. I'm sorry, Pastor Tom. Well, this long is evangelistically speaking. It was probably this long. But it looked really long, man. And so Aunt Mary would come over, and my older brother Tim and I would be there. And it was time to take our polio shot. Oh, man. I felt, man, I can hear one of my neighbors. He wants to play ball right now. But they said, no, you come here. So they were saying, take your medicine. Well, this medicine can be taken with ease. Amen. Amen. Now notice this in Abraham's life. Look at Romans chapter 4, verse 17 through 21. He said, as it is written, here's how God talks. Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. Abraham, God called Abraham the father of many nations before he was. Why is that? Because God declares the end from the beginning. God calls those things which be not as though they were. even God. Verse 17, who quickens the dead and calls us things which be not as though they were. Now notice this in verse 18, who against hope believed in hope. That's kind of almost sounds like a play on words there. Amen. What that means is this: when all natural hope was gone, Abraham left that hope and he connected with a supernatural hope from the God of hope, which brought him an expectation of him to become the father of many nations. Amen. We could say it this way: Abraham was abounding in hope. I pray that you abound in hope. I pray that you abound in hope for your loved ones. I pray that you abound in hope for divine health and divine life for you and your family. So who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations? Now here's the key: according to that which was spoken. And in other words, Abraham didn't think this up. This came from the heart of the Father. And it was a promise to him. And he says, so shall thy seed be. Now notice verse 19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. Amen. He considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old. Woo! When he was about 100 years old. God's not moved by age. He can quicken your natural forces. Amen. And be not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet, not only that, the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God. So he considered not and he staggered not. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But notice with me, he was strong in what? The Amplified says he was empowered by faith as he gave glory to God. We sang that wonderful song, Waymaker, and I had this thought in my spirit: on the way to manifestation, give praise to God. Amen. Give glory to God. And as you give praise to God, and as you give glory to God, between the amen and the here it is, it will empower you. It will empower you. And it will keep you strong. And it's very important to stay strong. Because there's so many things out there would try to weaken our faith. There are so many distractions out there. But Abraham was fully persuaded. He was not partially persuaded. He was fully persuaded that what God had said, he was able also to perform. Amen. He is not only the one who keeps promises, but he is the promise keeper. Amen. And he's watching over his word right now to perform it in all of our lives. If you believe it, shout amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. He's actively at work in our lives right now. So he was empowered by faith. So what is happening here? He didn't let his natural facts, his old age, Sarah's barrenness, dictate his faith. He didn't dwell on the impossibility in the natural. Instead of considering his own body now dead, he attended to and considered what God has said. Say that with me. Instead of considering the circumstances of life, I will attend to and I will consider what God has said. Abraham's a great example. And you know, if he did it, we can do it. And that literally is part of our fight. And the fighting, the good fight of faith.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. How many of you are in a fight right now?
Amen.
A lot of people are in a fight right now.
so as we look at Abraham, we see he considered the promise of God, not his circumstance. He kept giving glory to God before the promise was fulfilled, and it kept him strong. Amen? Amen. To be fully persuaded, we must be full of the word. Amen. So the question is, Pastor Mark, how in the world does this apply to us? How does it not apply to us? We all have a choice of what we're going to consider.
Amen.
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 I know whereof I speak. I'm not just up here telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you something that I know. And I'm telling you something that I have stood on literally for decades. And I've seen some manifestations.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yep.
But there is a fight. And we cannot afford to sit around and watch 10 hours of television a day.
That's right. Come on. That's right.
And be in faith.
That's right.
We cannot afford to lay out of church. And come once or twice a month.
Come on, that's right.
And pick a little promise out of the promise box occasionally and expect to walk in what we're talking about.
Yep, that's right. Come on, Pastor.
And I just heard the choir say, Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. 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 Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm healed by his stripes.
Amen.
I'm free from fear. Come on. Amen. 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 No more worry here.
Amen.
No more death.
Amen.
Sing it strong. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Don't quit on me now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So when a strong word comes out like we just gave a few moments ago, just keep smiling. No one will know that it applies to you. So we all have a choice of what we're going to consider. As for me and my house and my mind and my temple, I've chosen to consider what he has said. We can consider symptoms. How many of you have ever considered your bank account before? I just heard another, amen. We can consider our feelings. We can even consider other people's opinions. No one else's mindset, no one else's thoughts about you is anywhere for you to visit.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, that's good. Amen.
Yep.
It is not another person's opinion about you that matters. It is his opinion about you that makes all the difference.
Yes, amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And if you spend too much time thinking about what other people think, it'll bring fear in your life. And the scripture says in Proverbs 29:25 that the fear of man, it brings a snare.
Yes.
So we get God's word in us, and we find out what he thinks about us, what he said about us, and we just start thinking the thoughts of God and speaking the word of God. So if we're not going to consider our symptoms, our bank account, our feelings, our other people's opinions, we need to consider God's word and his promises. Amen. Look at Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1. Man, you guys listen so good. But this is down to our last scripture. And everyone's saying, amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Everyone say, consider.
Consider.
What did Abraham consider? He considered the word. What did he give attention to? He considered and said what God said. Now here's a verse that we need to take home with us. In verse 1 of chapter 3 in Hebrews, let's read it together. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now that word profession literally means confession. But I just want to look at just part of that verse. It says, consider Jesus. Consider Jesus. And to consider Jesus is to consider his word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It's talking about God and his Word are one. Jesus and his Word are one. And so this word consider is kantaneo, which means to fix your eyes on, to consider attentively. It's not a casual glance. It means to give serious, sustained attention to. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now everyone stand to your feet right now if you would. Let's all stand up and let's actively exercise our faith together in the very power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what I'm considering in this church? I'm considering the glory of God. You know what I'm declaring over our lives? I'm declaring over this church the goodness of God. I'm declaring over this church the goodness of God. I'm declaring over this church the manifest presence of God, heavy with everything good. Amen. We won't consider anything else. We'll not consider religion. We'll not consider dead services because he's alive. Amen?
Amen.
He is alive. And his word is living today. Woo, glory to God. So I want to close this by considering Jesus. We consider his word. Amen. So raise a hand toward heaven and say this with me. In the name of Jesus, I purpose in my heart that I will take my medicine every day in my life. I consider Jesus. I consider what his word says concerning my health and concerning my physical well-being. I declare and I consider that Jesus himself took my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. I declare, Lord Jesus, what you have taken, I don't need to take. And what you bore, I need not bear. I consider your word in Galatians 3:13 that says, Jesus Christ has purchased my freedom. Jesus Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Sickness and disease
you are a curse. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I take my place in faith, and I declare boldly that my Redeemer liveth, that my Redeemer is alive, my Redeemer is working in me, my Redeemer is quickening my mortal body. I'm no longer under the curse. I'm living in the blessing. I'm living in the overflow of divine strength, divine health, for I have been redeemed. I'm not about to be redeemed. I'm redeemed. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I consider that. I declare that. And by his stripes, I am healed. If I was healed, I am healed. I am the healed. I am the whole. I am the well. I've taken my medicine today, and it's a working now. It's a working in me mightily. Oh, raise your hands up and shout to the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's working in every cell of my body. It's working in your nerves. It's working in your brain. It's working in every fiber of your body. In the name of Jesus, every organ, every tissue of our body has been redeemed. Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Glory to God. The Bible says at destruction and at famine, what do you do? At destruction, well, the enemy is a destroyer, is he not? So it's okay for you to laugh at the devil. Well, somebody says, wait a minute, Pastor, famine's not funny. Disease is not funny. You can only laugh at destruction and at famine if you're looking at something else. Come on. If you're considering someone else. If you're considering Jesus. Ha ha. Glory, glory, glory. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody says, well, I just don't get it. I don't understand. You don't have to understand it. If you'll just do it, it'll put you in a place or in a posture and in a position of faith. For you have been seated together with me in heavenly places. I have given you joint seating. You're seated with me at the right hand of the Father. Have you not seen in my word that I have spoken through my servant David, that he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He that sitteth in the heavens shall rejoice. So don't you dare rejoice over me, my enemy. Even though things have befallen me, ha ha, I shall arise. 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 For the Son of Righteousness has already arisen with healing in his wings. And so I rise up now in faith. I rise up now in joy. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe. And I believe God.
Somebody say, I believe God.
I believe God.
Oh, say it stronger. I believe God.
I believe God.
That it shall be.
Even as it was told me.
Ha ha ha. Now, I'm not trying to work anything up, but let's just by faith laugh for a few moments. Ha. Glory to God. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I read in the Bible, it says to rejoice always. And rejoice always means rejoice at all times. That means Monday morning. Get up on Monday morning and do yourself a little dance. Somebody said, oh, I would never ever dance on a Monday morning. You need to get practiced up right now. Glory to God. Just go ahead and shake your foot a little bit. Glory to God. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has dealt wondrously with us. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Woo, glory to God. Continue now. Continue now to feed on my word. Continue to take your medicine. It effectually will work in you. Go ahead, sweetie.
And stop considering the words that others have spoken about you. Some of you in here, you've been told all of your life, the odds are stacked against you.
Yeah.
You'll never amount to anything. You'll never do anything significant. But ha ha ha. Oh, I was looking at that passage that Pastor read out of Romans chapter 4 in verse 18 where it said against all hope. It begins with against all odds. Ha ha ha. So what comes up in my heart, stop considering words others have spoken against about you. Defy the odds. Hallelujah. Be one that defies the odds that life would say are stacked against you. Oh, ha, 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 ha. The word defy means to oppose vigorously. Oppose what others have said and begin to see yourself what I said about you. It'll change your perspective. It will cause you to rise up to another level. Hallelujah. Stop seeing yourself the way others may have told you you look. That's not how I see you, says the word, says the Lord, and says my word. Go ahead. Defy the odds. Be like Abraham. The odds were stacked against him, but ha 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 ha. Woo! You see the end result of his life, don't you? So go ahead and rejoice because you are defying the odds. Hallelujah. Woo! It's not about what they said. It's about what I say. Hallelujah. Your life is going to go God's way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's rejoice, folks. Hallelujah. We are not we are. Woo! Ha, ha, ha. We're not going to be limited by what they said we can't do, but we're going to rise up and do what he said we can. Hallelujah! Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha.
Oh, the greatest odds were against the master, but he defied all odds. The Bible says, had they known it, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. But all the odds were stacked against it, but thank God he rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave.